Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of The Super. I am your reigning, defending, undisputed Super City Hall Champion of the World, Andy Kwan. And with me as always, is Sam Brooks.
Good to be here. How did you do in Brawl, though? You didn't do good, did you? You were in your beloved Victory Chode match, and who were you eliminated by again? Oh yeah, Derek.
Who is the Chode?
Yeah, I won the match that you made up.
What does that say? You are a Chode! Hooray!
Yeah, I'm victorious. I actually won a match.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Why would someone want to win a match where they become the Chode?
Shouldn't it be that everyone... shot, which I'm going to win, unlike you, Liam.
I thought, like, what would have been better is that anyone who didn't win would be the Chode, and the person who won isn't the Chode.
Well, that's what it is.
Well, there you go, then. So, you're a Chode.
No problem, then.
And with me is Liam Dunn.
There you go. Hello. Welcome to another installment of this week's episode of The Supler. We have something very interesting to discuss.
Yes.
Because something happened this past week.
Yes.
It was Backlash.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something else.
No.
Okay.
It was Backlash. And I think that Backlash will go down in history as a very important date.
Because that was the date I won my title.
Not necessarily for a good reason. Backlash, for me, in general, was fairly disappointing. I felt like nothing really happened up until the end of the show. Jinder Mahal.
God bless you, Jinder. God bless you, Jinder.
Is the new WWE champion.
Here's a list of names, and I want you to know, or tell me, what doesn't belong here. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
The Rock.
Yep.
John Cena.
Uh-huh.
Jinder Mahal.
You lost me there, mate.
CM Punk.
Yeah, we're all back on track.
Diesel. Bob Backlund. Sheamus. Yokozuna.
Okay,
AJ Styles.
I'm confused as to what this is. You've already said Jinder Mahal. You said the joke. Why you keep going?
Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal.
Bray Wyatt.
Jinder
AJ
Mahal.
Styles.
Jinder Mahal is the reigning defending WWE champion as of this upload. Gentlemen, what are the thoughts that are going through our head?
Well, who wants to start? Who wants to take the floor first?
I can start. Guess what? Besides from this, it's the only good thing to come out of this magical, stupid thing, because Jinder Mahal is a jobber, and Jinder Mahal...
Yeah.
Is the WWE champion.
Okay. You're not selling me on this is a good thing.
Oh, no. The only good thing is this.
Oh, right. I thought you were trying to say it was a good thing.
This thing.
Okay. You just hit me in the face with it.
No! My belt!
Right. Okay. So, do you want to elaborate a little bit further on it?
Yeah. Other than thing that no one cares about except for you, do you want to maybe...
Sam, can you... say your two-piece, because all he cares about is his fucking belt thing.
Alright, fair enough. And I know my spiel isn't going to involve FIFA or UFC, so if Andy wants to look down at his phone for the next 10 minutes, then please, by all means, go ahead. I won't stop you.
He threw my phone.
Good. I don't care if Jinder winning the championship does a lot for where he's from. I'm not
Canada.
From where he's from.
Canada.
We're not wrong.
It's not wrong.
He's fucking Canadian.
But you are Bellens. I'm not from India, okay? Right. I don't care about that part. And I know that's good for them. Well done. You now have something that you can be proud of. Good for you. What I don't understand is why everyone else seems to think that this is a good idea when a month ago he was nothing more than a joke. The guy was a meme. And now, a month later, he holds, for all intents and purposes, the biggest championship in the fucking company. From a storytelling standpoint, it makes absolutely zero sense for a guy to lose to Mojo Rawley repeatedly and thoroughly for several weeks, and then just because he wins one match and then he wins another match, he's now top of the brand. It doesn't make any sense from a storyline perspective. If you built him up beforehand, like, ironically, like they were doing with Mojo, if Jinder won the armbar, I would at least be a little bit more okay with this. But the guy has no merchandise.
No.
He has no logo. The side plates are his name!
It's literally just his name.
I'm surprised it's not in the fucking papyrus font, of all things. It's just... Okay, you can't deny that there's nothing to this guy.
No.
There's nothing to him. Absolutely fuck all. And yeah, he might be a decent wrestler. He might be okay in the ring. He's nothing special. He's not a fucking match of the year contender with Randy Orton, okay?
I mean, besides him having back knee, that's probably about it.
He looks ugly as fuck. And I know that's superficial and everything, but... Look at him! Look at this man. And tell me that you think, oh, that looks normal. That looks like a well-adjusted individual that clearly eats right. And sleeps at 10 at night and then wakes up at 6 in the morning. And then he lifts all of his weights.
Yeah, this is kind of my problem with them.
I don't understand where all of this love is coming from. And like, yeah, okay, it's different, it's new. That doesn't make it good.
Yeah, the argument is, but he's a heel and no one likes him. Well, no.
He's not even a heel to most people. Some people love what he's doing. Only the Americans boo him in his hometown. He's a fucking hero.
I would argue that the reason why some people do like him is the same reason why people like James Ellsworth. It was just kind of a joke. Like, don't hinder Jinder.
But James Ellsworth never won the championship.
Well, no, I know. This is where the joke has gone too far.
Right. That's my problem with this.
It's time to stop.
Now, for me, like, it's so weird because there's one thing that we always complain about as fans is that we always go, it's too predictable. It's always too bloody predictable. It's always the same people, always fighting for the same belt. It's too predictable. And then along comes Jinder, and he actually won. And I was shocked. I didn't think it was going to happen. I really didn't think he was going to win the belt. And he won it. And I was very surprised. But just because it's surprising doesn't necessarily mean it's good. I don't mean to knock it down to this level, but it's like saying, oh, well, David Arquette won the World Heavyweight title. That was surprising. Yeah, it was surprising. Don't think anyone can defend that being a good thing.
Nah. The other problem I have is that like Sam says, if you had built him up, I wouldn't have cared.
No, it would have made far more sense. It would have made sense if they had built him for a year or so as just like a top guy. But this time last year, he wasn't even with the company. Then when he returned, he was mainly on Superstars and Main Event trading wins and losses against Darren Young. Right? The closest he got on Raw was fucking concussing Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah. He got rewarded. He got rewarded now, for concussing someone who's actually talented.
If they wanted to go down this, we've made a star overnight situation, which I will talk about in a minute as to why this hasn't happened. But if they wanted to go down this, they should have done what I said on the live show on Sunday, which you can go back and rewatch the replay if you so wish. I said it would have been better to have just held this off for a month, right? Have Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn or somebody. Sorry, I've got a really itchy nose. I don't know why. Hold it off. Have Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn or something. And then insert Jinder into the Money in the Bank ladder match. Everyone would have thought he was cannon fodder. And then he wins the briefcase. And then, oh, well. Look, JBL can go, look at it, Maggle. Even though Maggle's on Raw. Look at it, Maggle. Anyone can win the Money in the Bank briefcase, Maggle. I don't know why he keeps saying Michael. He's not on Raw anymore.
Yes.
But the point is...
He says Baron now.
Baron, right? But the point is that would make more sense because, yeah, anyone could win it. It's like the Royal Rumble. Anyone could win it, right? So it's kind of shocking. And then you can kind of do what The Miz did back in 2010 in that no one suspected The Miz to be a world champion and then he does it. And it's kind of a cowardly way. It would have suited Jinder Mahal's character better to have done something like that.
Yeah.
Especially if he's teamed with the Singh brothers. Imagine if the Singh brothers were just constantly pulling people down off the ladder. It's no disqualification. They can't get rid of them. And then that's how Jinder wins Money in the Bank. And then Jinder can just cash in when Randy Orton is, or whoever the champion is at that time, when he is just absolutely beaten to shit. Who's to say he can cash it in on the same night? Therefore, you've got your Jinder Mahal championship victory. I mean, I know they did it last year, but fuck it. You're not supposed to remember that far back, are you?
No, I think as well, if you want to discuss it now, this hasn't done SmackDown any good.
No, we'll discuss this now. So basically, let's just kind of, let's start right from the very beginning. Backlash was announced in the Chicago area, and Chicago is apparently known to be quite a famous,
smarky
and big wrestling crowd. A lot of wrestling fans live in Chicago.
Right.
So WWE announced that Backlash was going to be in the area. And apparently they shifted 9,000 tickets fairly quickly. Up until they announced the main event was going to be Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton for the WWE title. Suddenly, the sales for the tickets screeched to a halt. It didn't drop. You can't say they drop. Yeah. It screeched to a halt because it's Jinder Mahal. Right? The guy is a jobber. And everyone thought, fair enough, everyone thought Randy Orton was going to win. It was pointless, right? It was kind of like R-Truth at Capital Punishment. No one thought it was going to happen, right? So it was a waste of a main event. Anyway, he's won it, but the problem is I know this is, we've just come off the first SmackDown of Jinder being the champion, but even in the lead-up when he was number one contender, SmackDown's ratings have been declining. Now, we have made arguments on this show that ratings don't really matter. I mean, they do, but they don't because of the way people ingest the form of entertainment nowadays. But the fact of the matter is that Jinder Mahal was a jobber. He's had an overnight push, and it is not working out. It might be good for India. I mean, I pointed out to the guys a article I came across. I'm very sorry. I can't remember who wrote it or where I found it. But it was an Indian-American guy who was talking about how great this is and how, you know, WWE is one of the first people to be pushing Indian-Americans, or in Jinder's case, Indian-Canadian, pushing them as, like, a main star. Like, Indians in the Western world don't really have any roles on television. They're not really featured in anything. So he was like, you know, it's great for minorities. And whilst I get that, I don't think it excuses... I said that really weirdly.
You threw it over there. I couldn't get a chance to turn it off. So
it doesn't excuse the fact that this has just been incredibly, incredibly badly written, thrown together for a marketing stunt that really doesn't make sense because Jinder's supposed to be a heel.
So,
but how is he going to be a heel in his own country? Well, he's not even in his own country. He's Canadian.
Oh, he can be both. Come on.
Okay,
fine. He's Canadian, Indian. He's both. He's allowed to be both.
He's Indian, Canadian, but regardless, he's a bad guy. And you're trying to open up into that market?
Well, I think the idea is that he's a bad guy to everyone else except for that market. And they're doing a good job with his promos of making him seem like a hometown hero to these people.
But the issue is that there's a difference between, say, a William Regal coming here. Because William Regal had been wrestling since the dawning of time.
Oh, William Regal hasn't won a world championship, and Jinder Mahal has.
Yeah. See what I mean? That's just a disgrace.
What about us? What about the UK scene? I know you have an entire show dedicated to it, and you have its own belt. Where's our champion? Oh, yeah, Magnus.
Moving forward. The thing is that William Regal's been wrestling since the 70s and 80s, so...
And he was never presented as a jobber.
And here's the other thing. Jinder Mahal's probably been doing this for...
It doesn't matter. Jinder Mahal was a jobber.
The guy was
literally, up until about 2 months ago, was a fucking jobber.
And the thing is, he's not going to get the same kind of reception that William Regal gets here. It's just not going to happen. So what they should have done, if you want this guy's article to come true, he should have been like, I'm a minority living in America. I will make it. I will live the American dream.
You know what's ironic? This is going to be a bit of a controversial one.
Oh, boy.
They should... Now, I'm not saying the characters are similar, but just hear me fucking out, right?
I know where this is going.
I think I know where this is going.
This should have been like Muhammad Hassan.
There he is, folks.
It should have. Muhammad Hassan, and I've said this, was... the character was ahead of its time. If they had given this sort of kind of gimmick, not to say, like, they're the same. I'm not. This is coming across as really culturally insensitive, but I'm trying to make a point here.
You can hear the eggshells that he's treading on right now.
Yep.
Gosh.
Tumblr will be getting ready with their keyboards right now. But what I'm trying to say is Mohammed Hassan was pushed from the very beginning as, like, you know, you discriminate me because of the color of my skin. Well, that's kind of what Jinder's saying. The problem is, Jinder came in as a jobber. Mohammed Hassan was brand new. Like, and the problem is that you could have brought Jinder back and then he could have been a big player. That's fine. But you brought him back and then he was a jobber again.
Yeah, they brought him back.
And then he just suddenly was number one contender. And it's supposed to be this, oh, SmackDown is a land of opportunity. SmackDown is a land of bad writing.
Yeah, SmackDown is the land of poor decisions.
I mean, he cuts all these promos being like, oh, you hate me because I'm foreign. And it's like, no, I don't hate you because you're foreign. I hate you because you were shit here 2 months ago. Nothing's changed. The fucking match of Backlash, holy fuck, have I not seen a boring match like that in my entire lifetime. And I get some people like matches, some people don't like those matches, that's how wrestling works, it's all subjective, but hear me the fuck out. The way the match ended, alright? Randy Orton gets distracted by the Singh twins and he eventually kills one of them by flipping them over a table.
I think it's a funny face. It was both of them.
I have some opinions about that.
And then Jinder hits his finishing move. Let me look up what the name is really quickly. Oh yeah, the Kalas, which in English means shitty fucking finishing move, where he picks them up and just puts them down. It's worse than that one AA to Damien Sandow when he cashed in from John Cena. He just pick him up, throw him down, that's it, he's done, he's over. It looked weak as shit. It looked like a fucking Bayley to belly out there. And you're expecting me to take this guy seriously?
I just feel, for me, like, it's not got anything to do with his talent or the color of his skin or anything like that. Like, it's great. Yeah, sure, you've got a minority who's the world champion. That's fantastic. The thing that I have a problem with is you've got people on that fucking roster, like Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. I know he was Universal Champion, but let's all be honest, the fucking WWE Championship is the main one that people give a shit about, right? You've got those kind of people who have worked their asses off, and really do deserve a shot to be a main eventer, particularly someone like Sami Zayn or Dolph Ziggler even, although, you know, I know his time has passed by now, but you've got these people who really should have a chance to shine. And you've given it to a guy who 2 months ago was a jobber. You've literally given it to him because of the color of his skin, by the way. At least that's the way it comes across to me. That might be a bit controversial.
No, that's absolutely correct. He was in the right place at the right time, and he looked the right shape. That's all it is.
And that's my problem.
And you've done that to open up to a new market, and it's simply a marketing stunt.
And the thing is, the guy, I'm now 100% convinced he is on roids.
It's like, here's a fact, right? That's
my fucking problem with him, the fact he's on
roids. Well, yeah, he's on roids, and that's another thing we can discuss in a minute. But the other fact as well is, like, when they expanded over here, right, and I'm not talking about the UK championship scene, I'm talking about, like, the fucking 90s when we got fucking SummerSlam at Wembley, right?
Mm.
We had SummerSlam at the original Wembley Stadium. Did they put the fucking WWE title on David Boy Smith? No. He got the main event, but he won the Intercontinental title. No, he didn't get the main belt. They expanded over into Japan. Did they give the belt to a Japanese wrestler? No, they didn't. But they're expanding into India. Let's have a look. Jinder Mahal, he's really the only singles competitor that we have from Indian origin.
That isn't in developmental, by the way. They have several developmental wrestlers, but they're not Jinder Mahal.
You know what? It would have made more fucking sense to give it to someone in developmental. At least you could bring them in and treat them as a big thing.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
Fair point.
Look at what happened to Brock Lesnar. The guy came in from developmental and
destroyed,
he was pushed to the fucking moon.
Yeah,
and look at him now. He is a fucking megastar.
And they have jacked Indian dudes down in developmental as well. I forget their names, forgive me. But they look convincing. They don't look like they just, you know, took the right things at the right time and avoided all of the right piss tests to get to where they are now.
Let's put it in, like, going back to Brock Lesnar really quickly because of his meteoric rise in 2002. Let me put it into perspective, right? Imagine 1 year before Brock Lesnar beat The Rock for the Undisputed Championship, right? Imagine 1 year beforehand, the dude was losing to S.A. Rios.
Was he around at that point?
2001, that would have been.
It's the exact same fucking thing.
That's the way it is to me. Like, if you were going to make a star who is of Indian origin, fuck it. Bring someone from developmental up and just push them to the fucking moon. As soon as they come in, fuck it. He is a fucking monster. He destroys Randy Orton on his opening night. Then they'll be like, fuck, who is this guy? And then when he beats Orton, it's like, shit. Who is this guy?
This guy's got to be the real deal instead of...
Jinder Mahal, who lost to fucking El Torito, whatever the midget's name was, who was dressed as a bull. Right? Fucking loses to him. He lost to him in MM3MB. The WWE champion lost to a midget dressed as a bull.
This is the worst. And here's the other thing.
Could you imagine Lesnar doing something like that?
This is just, I mean, the roids thing is the thing that really fucking irritates me. Because it's like, so you're basically saying that if you fucking, allegedly on steroids, but it's he's got all the symptoms of being on steroids. The back knee. Oh, yeah.
We are doctors, after all, and we do know this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The weird muscles upon muscles. No, you don't look like a human being. You look like a fucking walking, talking fucking tank. It's the same with fucking Brock to an extent because he got done, but he's probably off it now. But the point is, it's like, you're saying to the rest of the roster, if you are skinny as fuck, you are never going to win this title.
Oh, I disagree with that sentiment, but you keep parroting entirely.
Yeah, no, I disagree with that. The thing that annoys me is that if allegedly he is on steroids, the company is clearly just ignoring it as a PR move, as a marketing move to move into India. And that's going to hurt the roster. It's going to hurt the image of the company, especially after all the fucking drug scandals, steroid scandals, early deaths that they've gone through. Is this something they really want on their plate? It doesn't seem worth it to me. You could expand into India without having a champion who is of Indian origin. You've done it in England. You've done it in Japan. You've done it in Australia. You've done it everywhere else.
Yeah, it's exactly the fucking point that drives me insane. Like, they've done this everywhere else. They're WWE. They are the biggest game in town. If you go to a town and you're WWE, congratulations. You're going to sell tickets because you're the major company. There's no WCW to compete with you in any other country. And I know TNA had the Ring Car King thing, and that's a perfect example of why you don't need someone that is poorly written for 5 straight fucking years to win the world championship out of nowhere to expand into a new territory. TNA never did any of that bullshit, and I know it's very not good to compare WWE to TNA and say, oh, TNA did better. I know that's a controversial sentiment, but come on, it's right there. Proof's in the pudding.
And the other thing I have a problem with, though, is that what does this say to Jinder Mahal? It's like, well, if I keep doing this thing that allegedly, if I keep doing this thing, I'll just get a push. But look what that did to Guerrero. He kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it got to the point where, I don't know, his heart just stopped. So, I mean, that can't be good for the man's health, and he's sacrificing his own health for a fucking push.
Allegedly.
But then again, even if he's not on the goddamn thing, right, no normal human being looks like that, and that can't be good. That cannot be good or healthy. It just can't. It just can't. You just can't. So
this isn't, and I just want to stress, like, this isn't an issue with the guy who plays Jinder Mahal.
No,
right?
Not at all. It's with most of the things surrounding him.
It's this fucking disgusting, to me, disgusting PR tactic, marketing tactic that WWE is using that is so archaic. Like, no offense, but they did give it to him because he is of Indian origin. And there's other people on that roster who deserve more of a chance. Like, he was booked as a jobber, and there's nothing wrong with being a jobber.
No.
Like, there isn't.
There's nothing wrong with being a jobber. There's everything wrong with being a jobber, and then literally 1 month later, winning the top prize of the entire company. It doesn't work that way. It's never happened before. Probably won't ever happen again, or it might, unless we find a new region to expand into, where there's some random bumfuck guy just competing in the performance center, being like, hey, do you want to be world champion? Yes, sir. Great, get out there, beat Randy Orton with a shitty finishing move. You're done.
And the issue I have is as well that, like, this isn't good for anyone else on the planet. Why, as a guy who lives
such
here,
a broad statement.
Well,
no,
it is a broad
I understand
statement.
What you mean. I don't understand. Like, it's not working out in terms of the States. Well, if all they care about is India, then what the fuck is the point of it being the World Wrestling Federation? Not Federation, wow, I'm back in 20 years ago. What is the point of it being World Wrestling Entertainment when all you're caring about is one territory?
All right, stop touring the US then. I'm just touring you. What the fuck is the point?
I mean, for fuck's sake, you even before the UK tournament with the championship, they sold out every fucking tour that they were here for, and they were only here twice a year.
Because they're the only game in town. They're major.
That's what I mean.
Exactly.
What other companies does WWE have to compete with in India, for fuck's sake?
Let me think. None.
This is the kind of shitty gimmick as well that some little tiny regional fed, like a Southport regional bumfuck wrestling would do. And you're the WWE. You are not just based in one country. You are based, technically speaking, all over the planet.
What does first W in your name stand for, fucking idiots?
And the thing is, it's like, okay, so all right, so India, it's great. You know, loads of people, superb. And we're going to make loads of money from this. Great. He doesn't have any fucking merch!
He doesn't have merch. He's never had merch.
He doesn't have merchandise. So exactly. The champion doesn't have merchandise. What? Even Zack Ryder has merchandise! Zack Ryder's got a t-shirt!
Can you imagine, like, people in India right now are like, yes, I want to support the WWE champion Jinder Mahal. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna wear? John Cena shirts. Because that's all you have! That's all you can get! There's nothing there for you! Unless they randomly decide to bring out, like, fucking Jinder Mahal branded clothing and everything, and accessories, and little necklaces that have the Maharaja printed on it. Oh, it makes no sense. It's the lack of foresight. If they just gave him random bits of merchandise leading up to this, fine. If they actually built him up as a contender more than a month ago, fine. But no, it's just been thrown together lackadaisically for literally no reason other than to appease to a new place that you're expanding into, when really, you could have just given him the United States Championship, and it would have just been an effective gimmick with that belt, but no, you had to beat Randy Orton and be top of a company, though it made no sense. You could have started a new Indian division, like they've done with the UK, like they did with the Cruiserweight, you could have done that, and it wouldn't have been as big of a fucking problem as giving the guy the main championship that Sami Zayn has never touched, and Cesaro probably never will.
Can I just say one thing as well?
Yeah.
Can I just say one last thing about this? You know what? If they didn't give it to Jinder, it stayed on Orton. They didn't even give Jinder a push. Probably wouldn't have changed matters. They probably would still go to India and open up with the same amount of popularity. Because whenever there are fans from India who comment on the Superstars page or on another wrestling page, do you know who they talk about?
John Cena.
John Cena. Last I checked, he's not Indian.
Yeah, he's not.
Like, no one, like, imagine them giving fucking Neville the Universal Championship when they did the UK show. No, they gave him the Cruiserweight Championship. Quite clearly on the same level, by the way.
And they've just alienated, I think, 95% of the planet. So,
good job. It's not necessarily alienated. Like, it's pissed me off as a fan because it's just so bad. Like, it's just so... Yeah. Transparent in why they've done this, that I find it insulting. And the thing that insults me is, like, you haven't done it with another territory. Why do you think it's going to affect this one? You're the only game in town. If you go to India, you are going to fucking dominate Indian wrestling scenes. Why are you doing this? Like, no, but it's not even that. It's not even money, right? They don't do it with us. Whenever they come to the UK to tour, they don't give it to fucking Neville.
We've been asking for a fucking pay-per-view here or a WrestleMania here in years, and you're now going to bend over backwards for somebody else.
We've been asking. Since SummerSlam 92, we have been asking for a big pay-per-view. The closest we have ever got was the United Kingdom Championship, which only came into effect 5 months ago. Before that was the European Championship. We're not even big enough. Like, just group us all together, why don't you? Right?
I mean, the only time...
And that only lasted for, like, 5 years!
What about the NXT TakeOver show in London?
Does that really count?
No.
That's just putting on a show here. That's not putting, like, emphasis on a certain nationality.
That was basically broadcasting a house show. Come on, we went to the same fucking tour. It was the same setup and everything.
It was.
You know what, guys? You know who should have been in this position to begin with?
Gum.
Rusev.
Plus, that would have been great.
Everyone loves Rusev. He's a great wrestler. Great charisma. He has merchandise, I'm pretty sure.
Premonition. He should have just come back for no reason as the Russian guy again. Especially with the Russian sympathizer thing, right? Because
his girlfriend that he's no longer on screen with is Russian, but that's it.
But not just that. The whole, like, fucking Trump-Russia thing.
Oh, yeah, because I really want to touch that political climate.
Who cares?
He would get nuclear heat.
Exactly! That would be the best thing ever!
And you know what's ironic? I think Dave, things are happening, Meltzer said.
Right.
That Rusev was actually flown to Chicago because they were going to use him on the show. Do you know when Jinder Mahal found out he was going to win the belt? By the way, do you know when he found out he was going to win the belt?
2 hours before the show.
2 hours before the fucking show.
What a surprise. I'm in shock.
That's me in anger.
I hear the fucking
things. Did you not break my things?
No, yeah, break his things. Be more angry.
No, be less angry. Be less angry.
It's just so transparent, and it's so such a. I don't even get why they're doing it, and that's what annoys me. It's just so.
No, I get why they're doing it, and that's why it's irritating, because it's so painfully transparent in what they're doing. And no, I get people who want to enjoy this. I get it. People are like, no, it's actually really great. It's a hero's story, and it's like, okay, you go live in your little delusional fantasy land where this is good storytelling.
I get it, but I don't get it. I get why they're doing it. But I don't get why they're doing it, because it wouldn't have mattered anyway. They're the only fucking game in town. You open up in India, you will be the biggest. Like, you're not going to get new viewers just because your champion is from Indian origin, right? We've never had a British fucking champion, world champion in the WWE. And you see us going, well, I'm not watching WWE because I've never had a British world champion.
I'm never going to go to the house shows, ever.
Yeah, I'm never fucking going to go. They've never given
I don't like John Cena because he's not Indian.
And that's what I get what they're doing, but I don't get what they're doing, because it wouldn't fucking matter in the long run.
I get what they're doing, I don't get why they're doing it the way they're doing it.
That's it. That's probably a better way of saying it.
Well, on that note, I'm starting to feel queasy and sick.
We're going
to
be getting all the dislikes now.
Probably. It's been like, you racist bastards, and it's like, alright.
We're not racist. Not racist.
I have several friends who are Indian.
My girlfriend is of Indian origin.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you have a girlfriend!
Breaking news, everybody. So if you want to support our angry rants about things we maybe do or don't understand, what can you do, guys?
You can support us on Patreon. I nearly cut that off. I was going to say subscribe, but you can't subscribe. You can support us on Patreon. We released a video earlier this week about how wrestling channels in general have been fucked over. We are a non-profit channel now because of what's happened. So any money that comes to us will go back into the show with new microphones, such as what Andy has got. I'm just going to lift it up real quick.
Ta-da!
There you go. New webcams, editing software, all that good stuff. It will not be going into our pockets. It will be going to make new content and better content for you. You can donate $1 a month and you will get in return an early exclusive viewing of Off the Air, where we do bloopers and stuff. Usually, as it is, it's off the air. It's before we and after we record. You also get to access the Soupless Snapchat, where we do stories about Rolos. And if you donate $5, you can also get exclusive content with the Soupla Reacts. Me and Andy sit down and we watch an entire episode of a wrestling show. What was the last one we did? NWO Sold Out. I think that's the last one we've posted.
I swear we did one before.
Yes, but you haven't posted it. And we'll also be doing the UK Championship special shows. We will be doing that fairly shortly. So keep an eye out for that. We also have a gaming channel where we upload. At the moment, we've been uploading daily. It's been really cool. So go and check that out. Some of the stuff that we've got going on is Bugs Bunny Lost in Time, which is an old series that is now being re-released back into the wild. Also, along with Toy Story, we uploaded an episode of Slender. You remember that game from 4 years ago?
Oh, the Slender.
Oh, Christ, that was 4 years ago.
4 years ago. And Carmine's got some stuff. He's playing Zelda, he's playing Skyrim, and he's doing Smash Brothers. So there's plenty of content, and like I said, it's uploaded. We've got stuff going up almost daily at this point.
And you can check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram by typing in the Soupla, and we will come up.
And of course, how can we forget, Soupla.com. It's our home now. We'll be focusing on that. We're going to be putting up... let me do that again. We'll be putting up more content onto Supla.com within the shortcoming weeks to try and, you know, boost interactivity with you guys. So go to Supla.com.
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 Supla.
It's Supla.com.
Ow. So, with that, I've been hit in the face.
To be fair, you hit me in the face with your belt.
Okay, well, that's we're even. I've been Andy Quab.
Cool.
And I've been Liam Dunn.
And we'll see you next week.
What makes you think this is a good outro, by the way?
He's dabbing.
What makes you think that's good?
It's worse, he's dabbing.
Three punches around.